Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for a good theme flowing in me and in each and every one of my brothers and sisters as they are babes to evil, wise to what is good. And I thank you, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you crush Satan underneath their feet. Thank you for this word. Bless it to our bodies and our bodies to your kingdom, to your work, to your fruits, to your purpose in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Our readings this year where Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. It's Matthew 20 and verses 17 to 19. And then he pulls aside his 12 disciples, because these are the 12 disciples that have been called out there to know their God, know the Lord Jesus Christ, and take the church further, right to the point where we have been saved through these disciples. So the so important thing again is so being disciples. What's a disciple? Someone following, looking to the Lord, listening to the Lord, and following the Lord. Amen. That's what it's all about. And then he tells him what's going to happen. He tells him he's going to go up to Jerusalem, where he will be betrayed by the leading priests and the teachers of religious law. And this is all those that are antichrist. These have not, he cries, he would so have loved to save them all, but they didn't, they wouldn't come. And then he cries because they're going to go through terrible times. You turn away from the living God, you're choosing death. Paul says it that way. You have chosen to reject life, so you're taking hold of death. And then they're going to sentence him to die, and he'll be handed over to the Romans to be mocked, flogged with a whip, and crucified. On the third day, he will rise up from the dead. Praise God. So this is all done. This is all a part of the foundation we already been laid on. We've been built onto the foundation of the prophet Jesus, these disciples that became apostles, and then every believer that has come into this world that has looked to the Lord and run to the Lord. So we're just building and going on. And I believe very much we are part of the disciples that are going to see the end here, going to see the roof of the kingdom put on this earth as it is in heaven. So yeah, we just got to keep our focus. But I just want to just point out the focus and the beauty of Jesus here again. The rock on which we are built. He portrays here what's going to happen. And then he says he's going to be raised from the dead. And what kept his focus to run the race is because why did he come? And who will I send, the Lord that was spoken of in heaven? And then he said, here I am. And so he's come into this world. He has shown how a babe desires a pure spiritual milk of the word so that he can grow. He shows how a young man takes hold of the word and puts it into practice, and he overcomes the wicked one. And he's shown how to be a father that knows him, who he's from the beginning, led by the Spirit. And now he's got to go and pay the ultimate price so that death, devil's accusations, any deception will be taken off this earth. Amen. And he's ruling and reigning now to bring that. But I want to just make something very clear to you, and so beautiful. Is your Psalm 22 is his inspiration. He knows the scriptures. He meditates on it. And you can see this when he was on that cross. He cried out there, my God, why'd you forsake me? And that's the first verse of Psalm 22. And so he's going through in his head. This whole psalm is keeping him in the light. He's running to God, not from God. And then you can see what he was taking hold of then. And then you saw exactly everything happening as that psalm has said, it's taking place. And he trusts in the fathers who trusted in the Lord. He's thinking about them. You can see that in verse 3. But before the fathers, he's thinking of the praises of Israel, all the time that Israel was helped, taken out of Egypt, taken through the Red Sea, being provided for in the desert, you know. And then those that were in the light, they were praising him. So he remembers those good things. And then he remembers the fathers. He thinks of Abraham, who called that which is not as though it is. And And when you look to your God and you trust in your God, He comes through for you. And he trusts in the fathers, Abraham, David, Samuel, all the people. You need to trust and you need to persevere. And so this is helping him. And then he remembers himself. He remembers himself. You can see here of his walk with the Lord. From the womb, he knew the Lord and he trusted him from the breast. So as we pointed out, he had to learn all these things to become that faithful mediator. We are now co-heirs with him and he instructs us and he wakes us up. The goodness of God is shared to us through Jesus being the author and perfecter of our faith, and then the Holy Spirit taking it and writing it on our hearts and on our minds. And then Jesus, the Father and the Son, they draw close and they make their home with us. So he's remembering all the good things. And then last of all, I just want to point out, he remembers from verse 21 where the Lord answers him. It was all in the psalm that he was holding on to as he's going through, as he can see the terror and the horribleness of the people have pierced his hands and his feet, and he can count all his bones. This was all said in the psalm hundreds of years before, and he sees now it's happening. And then you see also verse 21, and yes, you have rescued me. God has moved. Amen. We know God rescued him. And he knew this was coming. So for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. And then you can see right there from verse 22 right to the end of the chapter, that was all the things he was holding on to. He hadn't yet received it. He hadn't yet gone into it. But he, in his walk and in his remembering the praises of Israel, in his remembering the fathers of the faith, and in him remembering his own walk, he knows God is faithful. And even in this terrible time he's going through now, he can see God is with him, and this is all a part of the plan. And he's going to be raised up and he's going to become King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And he's going to be ruling and reigning to take all this darkness off the earth by waking his body, his bride up to arise and shine and be everything she's supposed to be. So she can fill up all areas of government, all areas of school. The only reason why wickedness is still in high places is because the children of God haven't come to run to their God and take hold of what God is saying to them, be led by him. Sheep hear my voice, sheep follow him, and sheep are obedient to him. And then they will, then there's no more place for the devil any longer. Just as it was in the time of Noah, in the time of the flood, just as it was in the time of Gideon and the Midianites, and just as it was in the time of Esther, and just as it was in the time of Babylon, when the people of God, the disciples of God, took their stand. Darkness could not stand. And then last of all, I just want to share with you quickly, guys, when Jesus said it is finished, it also came from that psalm. Right at the end, Psalm 22, that people yet to be born in the future, that we are doing it now, will say, the Lord has done that. The Lord has done and finished everything that necessary to be done. Amen. It is done. Amen. Of God are we in Christ Jesus, made to us wisdom, redemption, sanctification, and righteousness. That's a sealed deal that's done. And that is our experience on a daily basis. And that, him saying, the psalm saying it is done, what is that? In other words, it is finished. You can go read the Amplified and the TPT, that last verse there, and you'll see. Now, Jesus declared it is finished, and it hadn't been finished at that time. He still had to go down to the grave, pay the sins, and then been raised up by the Spirit of the Lord, by the glory of the Lord, and then he had to take the keys, set free the captives, go up into the heaven, receive the name above all names, and make room for mankind to now come to the living God, come to the kingdom, come to the church, and come to the scroll, the name, their names written in heaven, and being obedient to Jesus, all in Hebrews 12, verse 22, right to the end. So guys, it is finished. Amen. Jesus made a faith declaration, and we can make a faith declaration when we're in the Lord, looking to the Lord, holding fast to Him, being babes to evil, wise to what is good. We know we have got the victory. We're walking in the light as He's in the light, and God will soon crush Satan underneath our feet. So arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.